So, Meta is ditching fact-checking on sites like Facebook. This is not a victory for free speech. Unless you define free speech as the ability to spread lies, misinformation, and disinformation. Now, some are still upset that inaccurate information about COVID was blocked during the pandemic. Well, the kid I grew up with was one of those who was rushed to Ontario and died, tearfully apologizing to his kids for not getting vaccinated. That is the kind of consequences that misinformation and disinformation can have. We know that in at least some cases, it's state-sanctioned by countries like Russia, China, and Iran. Their only goal is to create division and dissent. You can say that people consuming information on social media need to be diligent and check the source. That's true. But sadly, many people don't know the difference between a dodgy website and a legitimate news organization. And some don't even want to know. They just want to consume things they'd like to believe are true. And now it's going to get easier. I'm Murray Wood.